Gedevach. It's a little bit late again, so we will try to cover as much ground as quickly as possible. Today's daf is Beitza Daf Yud Ches. Beitza Yud Ches. We left off Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We left off, we didn't quite finish yesterday's daf. We left off Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We're by the two dots, about eight lines before the Mishnah. So we had said in the Mishnah that when it comes to making Erev Tavshilin, Beisham held you need to have two Tavshilin, two cooked foods. Beisil held one cooked food is sufficient. The Mishnah then went on to say that they both agree that a fish, which is battered, let's say, or covered with an egg, is considered separate. What they both agree in our Mishnah that we consider that the fish and the egg are considered one tafshil, right? We say one tafshil. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting now. In the Mishnah, we say they both agree that it's two tafshilin. It's considered two separate tafshilin. So right? They argue whether they need one or two tafshilin, but they both agree that the fish and the egg are considered two separate tafshilin. And we actually bothered in the Mishnah when we learned it. Why is that relevant? Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel is only one tafshil. Why is it relevant that the fish and the egg should be considered two tafshilin? We said that daf kaminas legabe other dinim, legabe sudam of sekias of two tafshilin, or legabe various other dinim over here. The Gabi Arsikya Taka was Negea, but the Gemara is going to bring a Bryce which has a completely different version of the Machlekes B'Sham Bezil. Let's see. Says the Gemara, Mesis Lekatana, the Mishnah is not like the following Bryce. Italian went to the Bryce of Rabshim and Lazar. Might the Misham Bezilil, Al Shet of Shil Sasarach. According to this Bryce, Rabshim and Lazar says, Beishamai and Bezilil agrees to Beishamai that what? You need to have two Tavshilim. A Manachlu, what's the Machlekes about? It's about specifically the fish and the egg. Al dagu beitz shalav of the fish with the egg on it. Shebeshamar meshet tavshil. Beshamar says it's considered two tavshilin. Ubeislam mem tavshlechen. And Beisil says only considered one tavshil. So again, according to our Mishnah's version, the machlekes is about whether you need two tavshilin or not. Beisham is the machmer. Beisil is the maker. Beisham says you need two. Beisil says he needs one. And they both agree that the fish and the egg are considered two tavshilin. According to the Bryce's version, it's almost opposite. They both agree you need two tavshilin, and the machlekes is whether or not you need. Whether or not the fish and the egg are considered two, Beis Shammai holds it's considered two, which would make Beis Shammai the Mekel, by the way, not the first time we have this Pesach, obviously, first Mishnah, and Beis Hillel would say it's considered one, and you need a separate Tavshil. Says the Brisa further, even according to the Brisa, that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree you need two, and they argue whether the fish and egg is two, a fish that's covered with egg, shavin shem pirper beitza v'nasa v'slech adag, if you already cooked an egg, mashed it, you made like a egg salad, and then you stuck it inside the fish, like a stuffing, a risa kafutes v'nasa v'slech adag, or you made like some sort of like a vegetable leek that was minced, and you stick inside the fish, it's clearly two separate foods that you then combine. You're stuffing one with the other, shein shei tavshilin, that would certainly be two tavshilin. But very clearly, the Braisa is arguing with our Mishnah's version of the Machlekes B'Sham Beisil. Says the Gemara, Psak, Amarava, Hilchasa Katan Didan, Valiba Debeis Hillel. Halacha is like our Tana's version of the Machlekes, meaning Beisham holds you need two tavshilin, and Beisil holds you only need one tavshil. And like Beisil in our Tana's version, Halacha is like Beisil Lakula, that all you need in the first place is only one tavshil for Erev Tavshilin. Says the Gemara further, Achlei Aisha Avad Harezilei Vashalav, if one ate up the Erev Tavshilin or he got lost before he got a chance to cook on Friday, on Yom Tov, for Shabbos, so he said the Mishnah that if there's some of it left, then he could cook, but if not, if nothing's left, he cannot cook, he can't rely on it to cook for Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Akula, on Rabbi Nektina, we have Mesaira, Hischel Bisiyasai, if he started making the dough already, the Nechel Eruvai, and then the Erev was eaten up before he got finished making the bread. Geimer, he's allowed to finish his baking. He can finish baking this bread. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Ran. They discuss whether or not this is just the bread, like we're talking about dough, that he lost the Erev of Shilin while preparing the dough, and the bread wasn't finished. So once he started, he's able to finish. Or it means in general Shabbos food, since bread is presumably the first thing you make, you're baking the bread. But once he started preparing Shabbos food with an Erev, and now the Erev is gone, he could continue, meaning Yigmar, all the baking for Shabbos, not just the bread, continue making the chicken, whatever the kugel, whatever it is, also could be continued. That is a discussion in the Rishonim, how far we take this word, Yigmar. Does Yigmar mean only completing this loaf, or Yigmar means completing all the cooking for Shabbos? It's a discussion in the Rishonim. Another discussion on Halacha Lemaisa is, based on what we just said, we're saying the halacha is like our Mishnah, our Tana, our Tana's version, and Beis Hillel, which means you only need one tafshil. We, of course, don't do that. What do? We take a baked item, like a matzah or a challah, together with a cooked item. And the reason is the first bring, Taisa already brings this, the first bring that First of all, there was the argue on this interpretation. They hold that Beisil was only be matter tafshil to allow cooking tafshilim. But if you want to bake, you have to make a separate item that's baked before Yom Tov, like we had in the Brisa just the other day, that idea. So it's a shayla exactly how to interpret Beisil. But either way, even though that's a Taisus Spring 3, who says that the simple reading of Beisil is that a vada, just bake one cooked item, is enough to be matter everything, cooking and baking, in order to be safe, best is to have cooked item and a baked item, and that's indeed what we do. In order to be Yetzel the Shitas, the best is to have a tafshil and a baked item, and then again, that is what that's what we do. I mean, theoretically, if you want to be Yetzel Beisham, we do, you'd have two cooked items, but again, we're saying that we just do one cooked item and a baked item. Okay, says the Mishnah. Chol Yisachar Shabbos. Still not even talking about when Yom Tov fell on Friday. Now we focus on when Yom Tov falls out on Sunday. Chol Yisachar Shabbos. Yom Tov's on Sunday. Beisham Ha'emrim. Matbilin esakom afei Shabbos. Whatever you want to purify, you got to do it before Shabbos. You can't purify people or kelim on Shabbos. You can't purify on Shabbos because we'll see in the Gemara four different reasons why you can't be tevil. We'll focus first on kelim. Why you can't be tevil kelim on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The famous reason always is tikkun mana. That's why we always speak out. But we're going to see the Gemara is actually four reasons in our sugya. This is the whole base of it. Why one would not be able to tevil on Yom Tov or Shabbos. We'll be salamrim. Kalim of Shabbos, Beisil agrees, Kalim, one cannot be tevil on Shabbos, but a person's own body, he could go into a mikveh on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to ask what the difference is. Why, if Beisil is made by Kalim, why is the person's body different? We'll see that in the Gemara as well. Vishavin, both Beis Shammai and Beisil agree, Shemashikin asamayim b'kli evin l'taron. Let's say you have water that's tummy, and you want to purify that water, and the mikveh is often, usually, not such a, sometimes it's yuckier than others, but it's certainly not regular drinking water. But what you could do is, you have the water that's tamei, that's good for drinking, good for, you know, usages, and you want to kind of keep it clean, and you want to purify it, so you keep it in the kli, and you lower the kli into the mikveh, just enough, but you have surface where the mikveh water covers the surface and then takes the kli right out. All you need is it for a second. So yeah, you may get some impurities in there, but for the most part, it'll remain pretty much the same cup of water. And that works. It's called hashaka. Hashaka is actually the mechanism that we use for our mikvahs today. Our mikvahs, we have the bar that the people go into regularly, and then we have the bar where the water, the mikveh water, actually collects in through the strategically placed, the way they have the pipes, have the rainwater roll right into that pit. That pit, the water remains pretty stagnant. That water stays there for a while. That water probably over time gets quite dirty. And then we have the pit that people are constantly going into that gets cleaned out. Again, depending on usage, it can be cleaned out all the time. Some mikvahs are cleaned out. The water's changed every day. Now, what happens? You change the water. You're putting in fresh water just from the tap. You're putting in fresh water from the tap into the pit that people go into. But there's a tunnel, usually, like some sort of a little hole that goes from the main bar, the kosher mikvah waters, into the pit. And through hashaka, it creates a connection, and that's makshir, the mikvah waters. Some people are particularly makbid to actually take out the stopper while they go to the mikvah. I'm not sure why. As long as it was taken out once, then as long as every time the water has been changed, there's been hashaka. Once the hashaka took place, I don't believe, unless I'm missing something, and there's a need to do hashaka while you're in the mikvah. I don't know if there's a ma'ala b'chal, but again, I've seen people do it, but maybe they're just concerned that hashaka wasn't done since the last time. But the point is, that's also called hashaka. But back to our purposes. For purifying this water, we're saying you can take a stone kli. We know stone kalim are not makabel tumah, and that's fine. And so you're not purifying the kli. You're simply purifying the water inside the kli, and that's all good. Says the Mishnah, avlemat bilim. But you cannot be tevil a tumah dika kli in this water. We'll see within the Gemara what this means is. Let's say the kli that was containing the water was tumah. Let's say it was a kli that was tumah, not stone. So you want to kill two birds with one stone, for lack of a better word. You want to be tevil the water and the kli at the same time. You want to tevil the water and the kli at the same time? You cannot, because you're not allowed to be tevil the kli. Water you're allowed to do, but the kli you're not allowed to do. Says the Mishnah, two last dinim, which Rashi says, we have to wait for the Gemara to get a hesber in this. Umat bilim migav legav. We could put into the mikvah kalim from one purpose to another, mechabur chabura, and from one group to another. What this means, one purpose and one group to another, we'll see more about that, Bez Hashem, in the Gemara. Okay, so our Mishnah is clearly saying that when one is when Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, there's a person has a desire to make sure he's tar going to Yom Tov. We'll have that. I think if we don't have the Gemara, we've had this many times in the past. Rashi quotes it over here from the Mar Mashana. Chayiv Adam Tar Atzmei Beregel. A person is mechuyev to try to make himself tar for regel. That's the Indian why people go to the mikvah. Even people don't go to the mikvah every Shabbos. They go, certainly almost everyone goes every Yom Kippur. But even if not, many people go. They don't go every Shabbos, but they do go every Yom Tov. They go. That's this idea. Chayiv Adam. A person has to be mitar himself for regel. Since he has mitar himself for regel, so it's very common to purify oneself going before regel. I was saying if Shabbos is the day before regel, you must go to the mikvah, or according to Beis Shammai, the person and his kelim all have to be in the mikvah on Friday already or earlier. According to Beis Hillel, kelim have to be for Friday. Person can go to the mikvah on Shabbos, says the Gemara. To come to me is, everyone it seems clearly agrees that kelim is Shabbos light. Everyone agrees that kelim cannot go into the mikvah on Shabbos. Machlok is about a person, but kelim clearly not. My time, why not? Why is everyone in agreement that Caleb can't go to the mikvah Shabbos? So we're going to have four reasons. I'm a rabbi. Robert quotes a reason. He quotes all over Shas. It's coming up now. I mean, it's not relevant this year because, it's always relevant. It'll be relevant this year on Sukkot as well. On Chalamayin. On Chalamayin, Sukkot, Shabbos, Chalamayin. We don't take the lulav, right? When Purim falls out, Purim doesn't really fall out this way, but theoretically, if Purim was falling on Shabbos, you can't take Megillah. Shafer, Rosh Hashanah does fall out on Shabbos. No Shafer, right? The same idea across the board. Shafer, Megillah, Lulav, what's Rabbi's issue? Top of Yud Ches Malav, Shem Yitlan B'Yadav Evan Arba Amas, Bishas Rabbim. Sometimes he says Lashon also to go V'Heilech Yitzel Baki, to go to the Baki, to ask what to do. Sometimes over here doesn't say that Nusach, but Rabbi is the one that always explains this Gzeira. It's a Gzeira you make up to carry four Amas. Now just to be clear, Rabbi's an Amayra. Rabbi didn't invent this Gzeira like this Mishnah. And the Tana already said the din, and Rabbi simply giving a reason, the din by Shafer, by Lulav, and by Megillah, it was all said in Mishnayos also that we don't take these things on Shabbos. Rabbi is the one who gives this reason across the board. But the din itself was said elsewhere, was said in Mishnayos already. It was already said in the Mishnayos. Rabbi is giving you a reason. Okay, so Rabbi explains the reason is, Shema Yitlenu B'Yadav V'Yaveinu Arba Amas Rishus Rabbim. Maybe he's going to take with him in his hand and carry it for Amas in Rishus Rabbim. It's funny, in some places where the Gemara says this logic, again, the Gemara says the words like I just pointed out, but he's going to go to the Bucky to learn, and it says V'chein. You find it by Shafer V'chein Legabi Esrig or Lulav. The Gemara somewhere says quotes V'cheins. Here, the Gemara does quote V'chein. Could be is even the Gemara knows right away. There's a little bit of a different element. You're not necessarily going to the Bucky to learn every time you table a kli. Maybe that wasn't the concern. The concern is just actually carrying it. Simple. Now let's go to the Bucky. You're going to carry it when you come to be table it. Okay. Taisus jumps in and asks the same question he asked by all these Gemaras. Why does the Gemara always stress that he's going to carry four Amos Rishus Rabbim? Presumably, this kli was where? In his house. Typically, it came in the house. Typically, the lulav is in your house, the Megillah is in your house, the Shafer is in your house, right? All these items are in the house. So when I'm carrying it, what's my first step of being over on Hitzah, Chalila? My first step would be carrying it from my Rishus Yachid to the Rishus Rabbim. That's the first step. In Rishus Rabbim is another chiyuv, fine. And back Rishus Rabbim would be a different chiyuv. Yes, it's three different ways of being either the Issa Vaitzah, but presumably we should pick the first one, which is the most common, which would be the most common scenario, which is taking it from a house, Rishus Rabbim. Tayy says, Enacharami, but that scenario is Lamaisa less common, because people have their mind, they're cognizant of going from the border from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbim. So it's possible, but the person, you know, would have to be in a really big state of being preoccupied with the Shafer, with the Lulav, with the Esrig, with his Kli, that he forgets Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yachid. But with Rishus Rabbim itself, if it's ready there, situated there, to carry for Amos, once it's there ready, to forget that, that's a lot easier to forget, and therefore that's the scenario that the Gemara always picks. That is top Taisus, two line Taisus. Again, Taisus says the same Kasha and this answer plus other explanations elsewhere, but that is the Yesaid across all these Gemaras. Fine. What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, Rishus Rabbim. Right. Enachami. Has to be a case.
I always believe that the reason the Gemara does this is because most Rishus Rabbims don't abut a true Rishus Yachid. A true Rishus Yachid doesn't abut a true Rishus Rabbim.
Fine, but 1 second. But if I take from Rishus Yachid through a Carmelis to Rishus Rabbim, still Chiv Deraisa.
Oh, whoa.
Abad?
You Drabanan did up.
What do you mean? No, you already over Drabanan, correct.
That's
a Dabon. Oh, you're saying because it depends. It depends on the case. You're right. Let me take that back. If it's a Makom Patur, correct. If it's a Makom Patur, then you lost it.
That's how it got to the Rishus Rabbim.
Yeah, so the question is, I was thinking of a classic case where it you're saying that it doesn't have a din of Rishus. Let's say a Carmelis, which wouldn't have a din on the Deraisa level, it doesn't have a din of a Rishus Yachid or Rishus Rabbim. Sanachami, Avada. Avada. Ask the Gemara's own case that a person could, if he shifts his package, right, in between, and then from Rishus Rabbim to Makom Patur to Rishus Yachid, he won't be chayv, correct? Correct. Good point. Very good point. Yeah, so interesting that the Tosfos didn't say this. It's a very good answer. I actually would be surprised if no one says your answer, Lazer. That's a very good answer. Okay. Armale Abaye. Yeshle bar b'chatzirei ma'ikli meimer. So Abaye says, very nice explanation, Rabbah, why it can't be tevel kelim, but what if the bar is in my chatzir? If the bar is in my chatzir itself, kamen tevel say in a chatzir, a bar have a mikvah, so there's no issue of carrying. What's the more simple answer? Armale gzir bar chatzir adu bar b'shuz rabim. Fairly obvious answer. If we allow the bar in the chatzir, people are going to take a shizram. It's a gzera. I can ask me. Classic. Gzera the gzera. So I think over here, Tosfos does address gzera the gzera in the next gemara. Tosfos, the next one on Tosfos, does address it, but not here. I think the reason is because over here it's obvious. Kul chad the gzera. When they made a gzera, not being tevel kelim, the gzera was, you can't be tevel kelim because you make up to carry in rishus rabim, and that includes not being tevel kelim even in your own chatzir, because again, these people, they have that ability, but it's going to make a mess up for Klai Yisrael at large. Most people don't have a mikveh in their chatzir, and people are going to start carrying in rishus rabim, so therefore we're called kula chad the gzera. Or a similar nusach we find often is instead of chad gzera, ilay kaim mihal kaim ha. If you don't make this gzera, the first gzera won't last. It's really the same idea, and therefore it's full part of one gzera. Fine. Says the Gemara Tanach Shabbos. That's great in Shabbos where you're not allowed to carry. You're allowed to carry. Again, we've already explained in this Masechta that you're allowed to carry al tayil because you're allowed to do itza for food purposes. We pointed out for the Rishonim they have to have a little bit of a tzairich. You can't just carry it for no reason, but once you have a reason to carry, this certainly would classify. This would certainly be considered a good reason. The kli, you want to use the kli on yantiv. So yantiv where you're allowed to carry, so there's no problem. What, you make up to carry? No. You're allowed to carry yantiv. Answers the Gemara, Gaz yantiv at the Shabbos. With Gaz yantiv on the Shabbos. Here, Taisa says, second Taisa, one line, V'layav gzeila gzeira. Why is that gzeira gzeira? Taisa says, because yantiv Shabbos, achasi, also kulachad gzeira type of thing. But more because yantiv at Shabbos is like one big, we paint with one brush. When the Chamek gzeira at Shabbos, they often include yantiv in that gzeira as well. So in logic, yantiv shouldn't be an issue, but it's grouped together with Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Migas Rinan, is that so pashut that we make these second level decrees? I mean, there must be maskim. We kind of asked the question that it's gzera gzera, and we answered that kulachad gzera yantiv and Shabbos are one. But the Gemara is still coming out with, at the end of the day, we're making kind of a double gzera. The Gemara is not asking the question, it should be a problem with gzera gzera. The Gemara is saying we find in other similar scenarios in our Mishnah, for example, and other similar dinim, we have the ability to make the secondary gzera, and we don't. So why is our Mishnah? Why is this part of the Mishnah different? Let's see. Well, because we learned in our Mishnah, that everyone agrees b'sham b'silul that you can immerse a stone kli with tummy to go with liquids and zayah into the mikvah du hashaka to purify the waters, only with a stone kli, not with a kli that itself is tummy, which would be getting tara, ayyadeh this dipping, that's a problem. But if you hold it, you can't do it, let's say, with a wooden kli that was tummy. You can't do it because you're being tara the kli. You shouldn't be able to do it with a stone kli either. Make a gzeira ha tu ha. V'isa, nigzar hashaka tatbala, we should be gezer. You can't do hashaka with the stone kli, up to the case of the wooden kli. Answers the Gemara of Tisbara. Rabbi says, nah, that wouldn't be a reason to make a gzera. You know why? Let's think about the scenario over here. We have this water. If he has other water that's drinkable, he's able to use, why would he make a shaka? Lamaisa, we pointed out before, you make a shaka, you are exposing the waters a little bit to the mikvah waters. What are you busy making a shaka with tomatic waters when you have other alternative waters for usage right now? Although the case must be, the lesley, that he doesn't have any other waters. For keeping the lesley, mizuzabuhu. And since he has no other waters, he's very careful with the water he has from becoming tummy. Meaning, we're talking about a person who only has this water. Because if he had other waters, he wouldn't be busy trying to, through Ashaka, salvage some water to use it for drinking. Elamai only has this water. Someone who only has very little water is typically very careful. Yes, this became tummy. If it didn't become tummy, we wouldn't be talking about it. But it's a case, the way the Rishonim explained, it's a case which is what we call milsit leshchicha legos brabanan. Because it's the guy has limited water, people with limited water don't let the water become tame. Such a scenario is very unlikely. If it's very unlikely, I'm not going to make a gezerah. So the Gemara is deflecting the question, saying, you're right. Really, if we make these secondary gezerahs, we should be gezer, being tabled the stone clean with water onto a gezerah, onto a case of a wooden tame clean with water. But we don't make the gezerah because the whole scenario is very unlikely, and milsa shchichli goes to Rabbanan. We've mentioned this in the past, but can I mention again that on both these topics of gezerah le gezerah, that we say in general that Chazal do not make gezerah le gezerahs, and in general we say milsa shchichli when something's not common, like Gazra Barabana. The Gemara doesn't use the words here clearly. Again, the Rishonim explained that that's the pshat over here, and the Gemara will use those words clearly later on, right? About Mislashchicha, like Gazra Barabana. So now, on those, both those ideas, We spoke this out from Rav Hirshel Shechter has in the Sefer a piece on this. Is it the pshat that the Rabbanan got a license to make gezeiros, right? We know really this whole separate question, why is it not Bal Taisif? The simplest answer is because they're not making it, Bal Taisif is when you make it a din deraisa. They are specifically making a din deraisa, and there's even different guidelines. Safi deraisa lekula, safi deraisa lechumra. That's the most basic answer. But another answer is they have a license. What's the license? The license is, the Torah says you should make mishmeres, the mishmarati, you should make watching a fence, asu siyag, the Gemara brings. You should make a siyag for the Torah to make sure that if it needs protection, makes chachal chazal, the Torah implores Chazal to make protections that people shouldn't be over Averis. So, that's their license. The question is their license only to make that first Gzeira? Only to make a Gzeira b'milsa Shchiach? But if it's Milsa, it's not Shchiach, or it's a Gzeira, Gzeira, they don't even have the license even? Or, no, it's not Pshat of license. Meaning, again, we're saying that the Rabbanan need some sort of rights to enact these Gzeiras to add on to the Torah. Either from Maltaisif or just in general. So is it that their rights stop with Gzeira L'Gzeira, they stop with Milsa Shchicha, or no? Avad Darbanan could use any, they have the license, they have a power to whatever they want, they just decided to interpret the Pasuk of making one Mishmeres, only in a case where it's common, only in a case where it's one Gzeira, not two Gzeiras, but not the Pshat, that they don't have the Kayach to do it, it's they chose not to. Fundamental difference. If it's the Pshat is that they chose not to, so first of all the questions of Gzeira fall off a Shas. Because they chose as a general rule not to, but when they felt there was a need, they chose to yes to. Milsa Shchiach also. If you ever find the case to make guys with Milsa Shchiach, they chose not to, but when they find the case where they felt for whatever reason it was relevant, they chose to yes to it. It was a matter of choice. If it's kind of a guideline, Hagdara, that they didn't have the kayach to do it, then it gets a little more problematic. Then we have to explain more alumnus every time that there's a gzera l'gzera, why it's not against that power. That's the clear there for Shachar. It's a beautiful discussion. Okay. Says the Gemara, next Raya. Next Raya, Kasha Raya. Again, we by us are establishing this kind of gzera l'gzera, we'll call it, a permissible gzera l'gzera, so to speak, but a gzera l'gzera that we cannot table kalim even in the chatzur, even on yontif, unto tabling on Shabbos, unto tabling in a place where it's not a chatzur, because you make up to carry. So the Mara is saying that we make gzera here, the Mara is bothered, but elsewhere we don't. Next question. Abaye is really asking all this to Rabba. Esve, Abaye is Rabba, another case. Madlin b'li tamei. You could draw one yomtiv from a pail that was tamei. You have a bucket that's tamei, and you use the tamei bucket to draw the water, and guess what? Futar. The bucket becomes tar. Now that's an obvious issue. The Isa niggas are asat buli b'enei. But what we should be concerned, the guy's gonna, if we make these gzeiras, why don't we make a gzeira, and the guy's gonna go and be table the kli directly? Shiny hasam, says Gemara. No, over there is different. Why? How are you lowering the bucket in? Not the way you dip a kli into the mikvah normally. You're lowering it with the whole rope and the whole mechanism. So since you have to do it only through the act of drawing water, Zacharu, he's going to remember this unique, and he's not going to make a mistake from this onto other cases. What's the obvious kasha? Shkayach. Rashi is. But what happened to the issue of nirik misakin kli? What happened? I'm sorry. That's, we didn't really get to the second kli. That's actually a question the Mefarshim ask Rashi. Rashi does bring up Nirik Mesakin Kli over here already, and the Mefarshim bothered that we're going to Rabbah. Rabbah's focused on Shem Yavrena Dal Amis. Nirik Mesakin Kli is going to be the Maris Teres later. But the Maris Rashi's bothered in general that how is this different than we said before? Before we said there was a concern that you're fixing a kli when you go to the mikveh, and here all of a sudden you let it draw up the water from the well, and the well has water that's matar the kli, and we're not concerned. What happened? Why is the Takano concerned about being matar this kli? Forget about it. We're focused on, do we make a secondary gezeira, a third gezeira? So Rashi says very simple. When a person is drawing up water, it's abundantly clear that's what he's doing. He's not focused on an act of fixing the kli or doing an act of being tavled the kli. Yes, agav, it gets tavled. But he's not doing an act of tvila. He's doing an act of drawing water. Whereas when a person is, even by the case of the wooden kli that was tabe with the water inside it, yes, he's doing an act of dipping the water in water to table the water. So over there also, the kli also is pretty clear. You could be noticeably he's dipping the clean water as well. And therefore, that's a concern. You can't compare it to this case of drawing water where it's nicker. Just like the Mara's answer essentially is, no gazeris, because it's so nicker. He's only doing it with the dli. It's a drawing water from well process. So too, it wasn't a problem of a gazera of being, again, I should focus on tikkum kli, but in general, after carrying, you don't have the same gazeras that we have, whatever the gazeras may be, about tefilas kalim in that case. Okay, Eisve, next question. Kli shenitmam erev yomtiv, a kli that became tummy on erev yomtiv. Eimat b'yonis ab yomtiv, one cannot tevel it on yomtiv. If it If why? Because it was ready tamei for yantiv. He should have done for yantiv. However, biyamtiv the kli became tamei and yantiv. He couldn't have done it for yantiv. Matbilin isai biyamtiv. You could have on yantiv. So forgetting about the fact that's pchal seems to be not like what we're saying till now about being tamei b'kelim on yantiv. Forget about that. What happened to gzeiros? If you hold you make gzeiros, the same brisa saying that a kli from before yantiv you can't become that became tamei. You can't have on yantiv, but a kli from yantiv itself that became tamei, you could be tamei yantiv. You should certainly make a gzeira one or the other. Says Gemara Femisa, if you hold that we make these secondary gzeiras, nigzer diyamtiv, meaning you gzeir that a kli from before yantiv, you can't tell you yantiv, that's a gzeira. So be gzeir a secondary gzeira, and the kli from yantiv itself, you can't, atu the other kli. Nigzer diyamtiv atu the other yantiv. Says Gemara, tuma biyamtiv, tuma yantiv is mils lashrichu. Tuma yantiv is lashrich. Why? We just said before, when we saw the Mishnah, we said from Rashi that the Eilam makes himself tar when it comes to yantiv. The people would make themselves tar, klai yisoh zachiv to mitah themselves for chag. So there's much less people and tumah going around. And therefore, tumah yantav is not shchiach, and mussel shchiach, like the Rabbanan, here the Mar says spells out explicitly, mussel shchiach, things that are common, the Rabbanan weren't geyser. Esvei, next question. Kli shetim im avatumah, kli that became tumah with avatumah, imat bilas ab yamtiv. A kli that became tumah for avatumah, just a quick reminder, some basic dinam and tumah, we know that Adam and Kalim can only contract tumah from avatumah, or avyavetumah, obviously, but avatumah. Avatumah can convey tumah onto a person, or onto a kli. Kalim, by the way, means vessels like we have today, or begadim, right? That can become tummy, avatama. That which becomes tummy for avatama is what's called a rishalatama or a vladatama. It becomes what we'll call rishon because it's more simple for our purposes. That which becomes tummy for avatama is called a rishalatama. A rishalatama cannot go and further make a person, another person, let's say, or other kalim into a shenilatama. Right? A shein tumah is only where? By food and beverage. Food and beverage, even chulin, can be shein tumah. Once you get to shlishi, the chulin will not have a shlishi. Truma is by shlishi, and that'll be very relevant in a second. And hekdish can go even to revi. Those are the madrigas. That's how many transmissions you could have. Now, with that in mind, let's see this brisa. Kli shenitma b'avatama, imat yisab yantav, a kli that became tumah b'avatama, that's a real tumah deraisa. The kli contracted a tumah deraisa. It's a real vladatama. And the halacha is, you can't be tamei yantiv. That's a, you're fixing, so to speak, a tumah deraisa. Again, that'll be the simple explanation of the deraisa, even though we're not right now in the world of fixing, of sikaman, of mzakan, we're in the world of caring, but that's not the purpose. We're quoting this deraisa to ask a kasha rabba to show we make gzeir l'gzeiros. To show that we don't make, sorry, gzeir l'gzeiros. Fine. But vlada tumah, if the kli became tamei only from a vlada tumah, so it's only a tumah drabanan, because that means the kli is only a sheni, and kalim don't become shenis, so it's really tumah drabanan, matbil nesab yamtiv. We're matbilit on yamtiv. Venisa, but if you hold that you make secondary xeris, nigs are the drabanan de katuma, you can't fix on yamtiv, atu ha, onto xera, onto the derais de katuma, that we don't fix on yamtiv. Says the Gemara, let's think a second, who is irrelevant this vlada tumah? The kli that became tummy from a vlada tumah, we just pointed out, is a sheni tumah. A kli that's a sheni, if it touches any chulim food, does nothing. What could the kli that's a sheni make tummy? Truma. Who is relevant that the kli is making something tummy? Kehanim. Kehanim's reason name. Vlada tumah chemish kachasla, a kli that became tummy from a vlada tumah, is by definition going to be a sheni. What's a sheni relevant for? Only the gabe truma. Gabi Kahanim, or Gabi Kachim, same story. Says the Mark, Kahanim's reason name, and therefore we don't make a gzera for the, to protect when it's something that's only relevant to the Kahanim. So we deflect that question as well. Tashima, another question. We're up to our fourth or fifth question already. Tashima, Abaye brings another question where we seem to say that we don't make a secondary gzera. Damar Chia Barashi Rav, Nida She'en LeBegadim. A Nida who's ready to go to the mikvah, but she has no other begadim to wear after she goes to the mikvah. So again, these days, an Isha goes to the mikvah, she takes off her clothing, she puts back on the same clothing, because we're all tummy anyway, we're all tummy mace. It's just the going to the mikvah these days is not for really, there's a level of purification, I don't want to dismiss it, but it's really more for Isser, being Usser and Mutter, her husband, not for Tumma, because anyway, we're presumably, our clothing, our bodies are tummy. So she goes to the mikvah and puts the same clothing. Back in the day, it was very important that the clothing she was wearing when she was tummy nida doesn't put them back on, because she wanted to be fully tar now. But what if she only has one set of clothing? So what should she do? And it's yamtiv. And a yamtiv, you can't toivel your clothing in the mikvah. That's, we're going with the assumption, like our Mishnah says, that kalim, you can't be toivel on yamtiv, that includes clothing. So what does she do? Says the Rav, she makes like a trick. She goes into the mikvah with her clothing on. Obviously, the clothing has to be loose. The water has to be able to get through. Fine. But she goes into the mikvah with her clothing on. Now, step one of this, of course, is that we're going to Beis Hillel, that a person can go to the mikvah. If you hold a person can go to the mikvah, you have a separate issue. According to Beis Shammai, you can't get that far. But according to Beis Hillel, a person can go to the mikvah. So the problem is only the clothing. The trick is, wearing them, she's table and is metal the clothing as well. Femisa, she has to walk back, very soaking wet clothing, a little bit difficult. Okay, that's her etza. Femisa, nigzer dumma asat v'lebeinayo. If you hold that we make gzeres, secondary gzeres, we should be geyser, that she can't go in wearing the clothing, until she may come to, again, the whole issue of being table kalim is a gzera. But if you hold the geyser, talk a secondary gzeres, we shouldn't even allow it to go in to the mikvah wearing clothing, until a case where she may just dunk the clothing in by themselves, says the Gemara, Shiny Hassam, Matrikshal Hutrala, Eli de Malbush, Zakuri. It's a very specific mechanism at the Omater. They Omater her to go into the mikvah fully clothed, only in that way, because that's the way it's mutter. No one's going to confuse that and say, oh, you could be Tevel Kalim. It's a very unique way of being Tevel Kalim, of being Tevel Begadim, and no one's going to confuse that and say that the fact that I'm allowed to go into the mikvah wearing the clothing must mean I'm allowed to difficulty by themselves. People won't extrapolate and make the mistake, and therefore there's no need to make a gzera, whereas by us, they still felt the need to make a gzera. So all this was in the Shaka Vataya of Rabbah. Rabbah says the issue why one cannot be Tevel Kalim on Yantav Saikon, Tevel Sotaka Bishame, is a gzera to Rabbanon, a gzera you make up to carry the Kleem, which is Rabbim, and even though it shouldn't apply in a Chatzar, a mikvah in the Chatzar, or Yomtiv, we kind of make this gzera the gzera to protect it. We make a secondary gzera to protect this overall gzera that one may come to carry in his effort to tevel kli. We asked a whole bunch of questions, at least 5 questions from different places. We don't make a secondary gzera, and the Gemara deflected all of them. That's going to be relevant because we're not going to repeat them all inside, but the Gemara is just going to reference these questions again in a second. Abasif Amar.
Yoni.
Yes.
Can a man jump in a lake worth with a bathing suit on, with clothing, and be yotzi?
Yes.
If a woman can wear clothes, yeah.
Yes. Halach l'maisa? The answer is yes. It really depends. The place we discuss that it depends. It depends. It shouldn't be like very tight. If the like elastic in the bathing suit is very tight at the top, right? Then it could be problematic. But as long as it's loose, I mean, there are people that go into mikvahs. There are people that aren't so comfortable. And yes, halach is as long as it's loose, it's not a chatzitza, and that's okay. Not a problem. I'm assuming you're asking just stam al chatzitza, right?
Yeah.
You weren't asking al. Being matar the clay, right. The bathing suit. Right. Yeah. So the answer is yes. The answer is yes, as long as it's loose. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Gezerah Mishum Schita. Rabbi Yosef says it's a Gezerah Mishum Schita. The reason why you can't be Tevel Kalim on Yomtiv and is because, or Shabbos, is because of Schita. Again, we pointed out that Kalim doesn't just mean vessels, hard vessels. Kalim often means clothing. It means clothing in the Gemara and Mishai's terms. We don't refer to that as Kalim, really, right? But it means clothing. We only dip in the mikveh these days because we only the type of Kalim that you buy from a guy. That's the only mikveh that we're doing. We're not doing it for Torah purposes. So we only, of course, being tevel, actual what we call like vessels, right? Like cooking utensils. But they used to tevel clothing. So the gzera, you're going to squeeze the clothing. Says the Martava, says the Gemara.
Why does he say gzera mishum schita? He should say schita because shviyasa zu kibusai.
Sorry?
Shviyasa zu kibusai.
So you don't mean, you mean Liban, yeah. That's how it should be Liban. What if it's not clean? What if it's not clean waters? We're going to see coming up next summer.
Okay, maybe that's
the
same. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, again, the Gemara doesn't say Lagabi, that's my number. Just fairness, the Gemara doesn't say Lagabi, a different conversation. But the same that logic could take care of your issue. Says
so
the Gemara.
The same question on the woman who is traveling with her guy.
Correct.
Tesis does this then. I just saw Tesis does this.
Right, on Badisha.
Okay,
right.
So I'm jumping into murky waters.
Yes, good choice of words. Amale Abaye. Tenach Kalim, Tibnei Schipti Ninu. That's all good. By clothing, fabrics. Kalim, Vav, Schipti Ninu. But Kalim, the Arm, Bnei Schipti, regular, like Kalim from the kitchen. So Michael Mamer, over there, Lechera, you should be able to dip it in the mikveh, no problem of Schipti. Amale, and over there, you don't have your problem either, laser. Amale, Gezerah, Hani atu hani. Tak is gzera one to the other. So again, kind of, the whole din is gzera, and there's a gzera of hard kalim onto fabric kalim, which is again, kind of a form of gzera. The gzera says the Gemara now, Esvei kalim tiyufta, Abaya was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, just like he was a Talmud of Rabbah. So Abaya, who just asked this question a minute ago, about what's the difference between kalim, your issue is only by kalim that are soft, not by kalim that are hard. And Rabbi Yosef had to answer that I'm making effective gzera. Abaye will then subsequently ask the same 5 questions he asked on Rabbah. He'll ask the same questions on Rabbi Yosef. V'shana le'kadashinan, and Rabbi Yosef's answer will be the same way we resolve them on behalf of Rabbah. Okay, that's Malcham number 2. So again, so far the Malcham, why one cannot be table kalim in a mikvah on Yom Tov Shabbos, is either Shem Yafrenu Kari Dalamis, or Malcham number 2 is Schita. It's a gzera that people are going to leave things. This is the same reason why we don't let people get haircuts or the like, or cut their nails. One of the reasons you can't do the Chol HaMoed is because people are very busy. life is busy, and people look at Yom Tov and say, "Oh, let me wait, and I'll do it on Yom Tov." And it's not a kavodik to, you know, to push off your tefillas kelim exercises or the other things on Yom Tov. So that's the issue. It says more. Therefore, the guys who came to Tovil on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Tanya Kvasir Vivi. We have a Bryce that backs up Ravivi. Klisha Nimma Mer of Yom Tov. Ema Pilsa Yom Tov. Gezerah, similar to Bryce recorded before, but he has a little bit of more color. Gezerah Shemiyasha. A Klisha became Tommy on Erev Yom Tov. He can't Tovil on Yom Tov. Gezerah, maybe you'll wait. So that Bryce is at least saying his reasoning. Gezerah Shemiyasha. Now, Rav Bibi's reasoning would apply. I mean, potentially, Rav Bibi could be, and our mission could apply even on a Klisha became Tommy on Yom Tov. Once we say Gezerah, you can't Tovil on Yom Tov because you may end up leaving things for Yom Tov. That may apply even to things that were Tovil, that became Tommy on Yom Tov. But the point of bringing the Braisa as a clear writer of Bivi is, Rabbi's Malach is, the logic, the Svara that he said is the same Svara, which is Gezerah Shemiyasha. Rav Amar, and this is the one that is the most commonly known or referred to by the Rishayim, other Gemaras, even pointed out Rashi earlier, in Rabbah is already referring to Rav's Svara of being Mesakin Kli. Rav Amar, Meshad Nirik Mesakin Kli. It's like Tikkun Mana. It looks like, again, Nirik, it's all rabbinic, of course, but it looks like you're fixing a Kli, making a Kli, fashioning a Kli on Shabbos, you have to takapi fully Asr. So this looks like you're making a Kli when you put in the mikvah. Now you fixed it. It's a problem. You can't fix it. According to Rava, why is it dafka by Kalim? The other reasons made sense. Schit, that was only by Kalim. Shema Yasha, you're going to wait. Is a svara that makes more sense by Kalim, presumably. You want to be tabling yourself before you end up anyway. Dal Namis is by Kalim. But according to Rava, that it's a word of tikkun. Why is it not a problem of tikkun by the person also? Answers the Gemara, Adam Nir Kamekar. A person, when he goes to mikveh, looks like he's cooling himself off. Since he's cooling himself off, you're right. Maybe his real motive is to be mizakin himself from Tuma. But since it's not clear, there are one more in Gezer. Again, the whole thing is Gzera. It appears like tikkun mana. It appears like fixing something. The person's cooling himself off. It's not close enough to make a Gzera. Says Gemara, that's all good when the water, that's all Gishmak, when it's good Gishmak of waters. Mayim Roy, Mayim Lememer, when the waters are yucky waters. So what are you going to say over there? The person clearly is going in for mikvah purposes. So then, there should be a problem of tikkun, of Gzera onto tikkun mana. Amar of Nachman Ritzach, Pamim Shadaba, top of Amabez, Bisharav. He comes back and from a very strong heat. And he would cool himself off even in dirty, like sully, flax waters. That's not clean waters, but because he's so hot from the sun, he would put himself into these flax waters, and therefore you always have this ability to say the guy's not going to the mikveh, he's just cooling himself off. Says the Gemara, yeah, always in the summertime. That's all good in the summer. What are you going to say in the winter, says the Gemara, Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Pam Shah Adam Bam Nasadim Luchach, Betit Uvitsaya. A person coming from the field full of mud and soya, like actual manure, dung, fertilizer for the animals, Verechat Safil Beyesk Shishamim, and even in the winter, he'll bathe himself. And even though we said this water is not such clean water, but the bottom line came for us, but spoiled, we have Baruch Hashem, we have cold running, we have free running clean water all the time. But over there, they didn't have such water so common, they would rinse himself off in the flax waters to clean from the more disgusting activities that he did that he came back from the field. Says the Gemara, Tanech b'Shabbos, Be'akim ha'kamemer. That's all good. This, when he's immersing on Shabbos, he could say he came back, he's dirty, it's interesting, he came back on Shabbos. He came back on Yom Tov, has to be, he didn't get a chance, I guess, to shower before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, and he still has that dirt on him from before Yom Tov, Shabbos. Presumably he wasn't working in the field on Shabbos, Yom Tov. Okay, but that's all good on Shabbos. It's Mamasha, 2 days after Yom Kippur. Be Yom Kippur, Mayak Lememar. On Yom Kippur, what are you going to say? Yom Kippur, you're not going to wash yourself. Anyway, so the person's not going to be able to say, chalk it up to he's washing himself. He can't wash himself. It must be, what's he doing? He's going to the mikvah. Chayush yourself a problem. Says the Gemara, before the Gemara's answer, actually, very important detail. We know the halacha is, if one has dirt, one is not allowed to wash even past his knuckles. But if he has dirt, if he's dirty, you're allowed to wash off the dirt, even on Kippur. The Isser of Rechitz is enjoyable washing. Getting off dirt, that's permissible. So this guy, we said, is going to come back from the field, meluchluch betitu vitzaya, on Yom Kippur, halacha maisi. Tell me, Korta Gemara, you can't wash it off? Of course you can wash it off. It's a Beferish Gemara in Yuma, the Ayin Zayin. So, fact the Mefarshim, the Shainim, the Rashba, the Meiri, they're very bothered. Then what's our Gemara's question over here? Tainach, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Makim, Emmer. No, Yom Kippur, when the guy's full of Tzaya and Tit, he can also wash himself off. So, Lachar, Shem, Yitaina. Answers the Rashainim, nice chap. That on Yom Kippur, you only let it wash the specific spots that are dirty. You only let it wash that spot. So if you have dirt in the center of your arm, you have to take the water and it has to be, it's a spot cleaning, so to speak. You have to clean that spot. You can't immerse the whole body. You can't immerse the whole body. Over here, the guy's immersing the whole body. So theoretically, if he's full of schmutz, right? Not Yom Kippur. Person's going to say, why is he going to the mikveh? He's not going for the mikveh purposes. He's going to clean his body. He's going to clean himself. And it's normal to clean himself. On Yom Kippur, he can't do that. He can't dip his whole body in. He has to clean the spot clean. Once he's not spot cleaning, it must be he's going to the mikveh purposes. So back to the question. So what's going to be on Yom Kippur? Amar Rav, a big aside, Mi'ikim midi b'Shabbos shari, uvi Yom Kippur asr. Is there anything that's mutter on Shabbos and asr on Yom Kippur? And of course, you're wondering, yeah, plenty. There's the Chamesh Inuyim. You can't eat, you can't drink, you can't wash your hands, our topic. You can't do Sikh, you can't do Tashmish. What we mean is, Legabe Melachas. Is there any Melacha on Shabbos that is permissible and Yom Kippur is Aser? Interestingly enough, even though we know Yom Kippur is Shabbos, Shabbos, and so Chamer, Legabe Melacha, Shabbos is Mochamer. One is Chayev Karis on Yom Kippur for eating and drinking. One is not Chayev Karis on Yom Kippur. One is, sorry, I take it back. One is Chayev Karis for Melacha as well. But you know one's not Chayev? He's not Chayev Mises Bezdin. One is not Chayev Mises Bezdin on Yom Kippur for doing Melacha. One is Chayev on Shabbos, Skila. One's Chayev Skila from Michal Shabbos, which means Mises Bezdin, we know, is always the highest Madrig. It's more Chamer than Karis. So Shabbos, this Melacha is more Chamer than Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Mi'ikim midi b'Shabbos shari, uvi Yom Kippur, Aser. You can have something which on Shabbos is permissible, Yom Kippur is Aser, got Melacha, Vadanat. Ella, Hoyel, this will be our next, our topic till basically on the Zaf. Ella, Hoyel, the once we say that this malacha is mutter on Shabbos, it must also be mutter on Yom Kippur as well. And therefore, going to the mikveh, we're not going to make a zagzera against the premise that Shabbos can't be more lenient than Yom Kippur. And therefore, our gzera of Nir Kamasakin, it still works. Rava's answer works. Again, you can't be Tevel Kalem Nir Kamasakin. Person is not near Kamasakin because you always have an excuse why he's bathing. The one day a year with no excuse, Yom Kippur, we say to make Xeri there, Hoyles Mutter Shabbos, we say remains Mutter throughout Yom Kippur as well. Frekt Gemara now. Umiyas le Rav Hoyle. Does Rav himself hold of Hoyle? Fatzami look to the Mishnah, Legabe the Isidra Banan of Mufu on Shabbos. Hachayish Bashinov, these next couple of rayas are from Shabbos. This is from Shabbos Kafir Aleph. Hachayish Bashinov, one who has a toothache, Legim Mem Eschemis, he shouldn't sip vinegar through that tooth on Shabbos because in order for it to numb the pain. Because that's a refuah. Av matavul kedarka, but he could dip his food in the vinegar and get a nice amount of vinegar onto his mouth, and that works. And if he gets healed, he gets healed, but that's more of agav, that works. But we have a stira for that Mishnah for the following. For a minute, we learned in a brisa, leigma pilot, he can't sip and spit out the vinegar. But to sip the vinegar and swallow it is okay. So the Mishnah was saying sipping vinegar straight is no good. It's too clear that's refuah. The brisa is saying sipping vinegar is okay, as long as you don't spit it out. Spitting out is clearly for refuah, but sipping it and swallowing it is not a problem. Stira the brisa of the Mishnah. Abai answered, you're right, make the Mishnah like the Braisa. When the Mishnah says you can't swallow, it meant you can't put it into your mouth and spit it out. It just meant eating vinegar straight and then spitting it out is a problem. If you were truly swallowing it, it wouldn't be an issue of the Mishnah either, like the Braisa. Abaya tweaks the Mishnah to fit like the Braisa. Rava, my Rava says, no, Rav himself. You can even say that the Mishnah was asering sipping and swallowing. For like Kasha, it depends when. It depends what stage of the meal it is. Before the meal, it was common that somehow that wet the appetite, that would create a bigger appetite, so you could sip the vinegar and swallow, and it wouldn't be considered automatic refuah. After the meal, people don't sip vinegar, and therefore it'd be obvious it's refuah, therefore even sipping vinegar straight, that's the Mishnah, even sipping vinegar straight would be problematic. Fine, that's Rav's answer to reconcile the Mishnah of the Braisa before the meal, after the meal. Ask the Gemara now, Vemisa, but if Rav holds a vial, name Havakut and Tubal Shari, Lachativanami Mishari. Once you say it's Mutter before the meal, let it be Mutter after the meal as well. If you have this concept of Hoyle, that the same way Hoyle is Mutter on Shabbos, Mutter on Kippur, and we're not going to be Geyser in the case where it makes sense to be Geyser on Kippur, say the same thing over here. Don't be Geyser in this case because it was Mutter. Once it's Mutter, again, I see some of you making faces. It's a very simple Svara. The whole issue over here is what it looks like, right? Meaning, Refuah Stamazay is Aser. But putting vinegar in the mouth is only a problem. It's not really inherently a problem. It's only a problem when it's noticeable for refuah. When it's noticeable, because it's a food. The mice is a food. Right? Derek Michael's okay. When it's noticeable for refuah, that's a problem. So what are we saying? That since it's mutter in a case before the meal, because it's no longer noticeable for refuah, because it's considered something people do, so now whenever you do it, you should have that hoyel that people, since it's mutter, people do this. It's okay, even in a case where it's not as common or unusual, like Yom Kippur. It's mamash like Yom Kippur. Since on Shabbos was an issue, Yom Kippur was not an issue, even though theoretically Yom Kippur itself could be an issue. Says the Gemara, Hadir Rav Mehi. Rav Atak was Chayzer. He was Chayzer from that Psak, like Abbe Vinegar. And Rav switched back maybe to more like either like Abaye, or he switched back to say that that we would say hayal. It would be permissible. In fact, who said he retracted from the vinegar psak? Maybe retracted from the psak like Yom Kippur and Shabbos. We learned kol chayv tefilas tevel kedarkan beim mitishba beim kippur. And we had this numa that all chayv tefilas can go to the mikvah. We had this, and this comes up like at least 3 or 4 times in Shabbos. In Shabbos, we had numa that all chayv tefilas can go to the mikvah kedarkan. Sayin tishba, sayin Yom Kippur, they can go to the mikvah kedarkan. So therefore, Ravid is not going to, it's not mistaver that he goes against that din and he fell off that. So rather, he could still go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, and you still have this verse that we said of Hayel, and it must be by vinegar, he's Chayzer, and by vinegar, he would say Hayel as well. Of course, we don't go to the mikvah, Bezmanazeh, on Tisha B'Av, or on Yom Kippur, right? Again, one of the explanations given, even though it's a Farisha Gemara in many places, we don't do it because, again, there's going to the mikvah for Tara purposes, and there's going to the mikvah for Isavheta purposes. The idea that you go even on Yom Kippur, even on Tisha B'Av, was perhaps only when they were, it was Negev more for Tara purposes. For us, since we don't go for Tara purposes, therefore, we don't go to the Zbanaz. That's one of the reasons, there's different explanations given, but that's the most basic explanation, like we said before. Says the Gemara, let's finish up one more Gemara. Vishavin Shamashikin Asamayim B'Kliyevin. We said in the Mishnah that everyone agrees, Vishavin Yisilil, even though they argued, even though they had a machlekes about a person going to the mikvah on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, Beishamay said no, Beisil said yes, but they both agree that if you have a stone kli with water in it, that's something, you could do a shaka, put it under the water, and make that tar on Yom Tov, that's okay. Says the Gemara, my avalim matbilin. The next words of the Mishnah was, but you can't be matbil. So we already explained this based on the Gemara, Arash Shmuel, a matbil is keli agab mayim latar Yom Tov. Meaning, only stone kli is good, but if it was a wooden kli that was tameh, a wooden kli that's tar is fine. But if it would be a wooden kli that was tameh, right? If a wooden kli was tameh, which would be very common because it could actually become tameh depending on what level of tumah these liquids are, it could become tameh for the liquids itself. If it was a wooden kli that's tameh, you would not be able to agav, get tara, purify the kli, agav the hashaka in the mikvah. You, even if your focus is the water inside the kli, you're going to also purify the kli itself. That's a problem that you can't do. Says the Mar, Mani Masisin. So who's the author of Mishnah? Our Mishnah is saying basically two statements. A stone kli with water inside its tummy, you could do ashaka. A wooden kli, let's say, or a metal kli with that's tummy, with water inside its tummy, you cannot do ashaka. We're going to have a problem because we're going to quote a braisa where Rebbe Rabbanan each take opposite approaches. Either it's all mutter or all asr. But no one takes this middle approach that stone is mutter and other kelim is asr. Let's see. Manah masisin le regular abundant. Sorry, but the abundant time with the baisa. Imat bilas a kli agav meim l'tarei. One cannot be table the kli agav the mayim. So that's the our case of the wooden kli or the metal kli that was tummy. And you want to purify it together with the water that you can't do. V'ein mashikin as a mayim b'kli av l'tarein. Nor can you do ashakim with the stone kli. Tivir Rebbe, you can't do any of the above. V'cham mayimim. You could be table a kli that's tame together with the water to purify the water. You purify the kli as well at the same time, and it's almost like a kosher kli. And certainly by a stone kli, it's okay. So Mani, who's going to be the Mishnah, e Rebbe kasha shaka. According to Rebbe, why is hashaka usher? In our Mishnah, by the stone kli permissible. According to Rebbe, even hashaka with stone kli is usher. E Rabbanan, and if you go to Rabbanan, kasha tvala. If you go to Rabbanan, it's shver. It's shver. Why are you able to? Rabbanan say. The abundance is able to be table a kli agav the water, and our Mishnah says you cannot. So l'chayre, you have a question. Whichever way you go, sadek Rebbe, sadek the abundance. None can be the author of the Mishnah. It says it works both ways with a little tweak. Ibai say Rebbe, Ibai say Rabbanan, Ibai say Rebbe. I can make the Mishnah follow Rebbe. Reisha de Brisa. The Brisa was talking about two different cases. The Reisha where it says ein matpilas a kli agav meim of the tarei. That's talking about Yom Tov, which is exactly like a Mishnah. That on Yom Tov you're not allowed to. Table when you do an ashaka, you can do ashaka with a stone kli, let's say, but not with a kli that's tummy, a metal or wooden kli. That's mamash like a mishnah, and that's talking about Yom Tov. The safe of a Shabbos, when Rebbe said ein mashik and you can't even do it with a stone kli, that meant Shabbos you can't do that. Shabbos was mochamer. Shabbos was saying you can't even do a stone kli. That's dafka Shabbos, which our mishnah was referring to, and therefore Rebbe can be the author of a mishnah. Says the Gemara, the safe for Shabbos, fine. The kula in the brisa, the reisha is Yom Tov. And the Seifa Shabbos, the Kula Masisa Biyamtiv, and our Mishnah was told by Yamtiv. So again, our Mishnah said you could do a stone, and you cannot do a metal or wooden kli. And the Brisa, Rebbe says you can't do either. He meant the stone cannot be done on Shabbos, and the metal or wooden kli can't be done on Yamtiv. So he fits like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is focused solely on Yamtiv. Top line, if you basically Rabbanan, or you could say the Mishnah is Rabbanan, the Kula Masisa Biyamtiv, or you could learn the time Mishnah is Rabbanan, and this. The Mishnah follows Rabbanan, and the Araho Mishnah is talking about on Shabbos, whereas the Brisa was referring to Yom Tov. So Shabbos, we're saying a split, the stone is mutter, whereas the kli, the wooden kli or the metal kli is aser. Whereas in the braiser, but everything's mutter, it's going to yontiv, and yontiv they mutter everything. We'll pause over here. Have a good